Ken, Greg, and Frank DeLuca co-own and live in a tastefully renovated former saloon. There was a brewery and assorted outbuildings behind the saloon during Southern Oregon Gold Rush times, more than a century and a half ago. Today, that area just contains their garden and a meadow favored by the neighborhood deer, plus a mysterious rock pile.
From the very beginning, I think we had some sense that we were not just property owners, but stewards of this property, because it hasn't been divided up in all of these years.
DeLuca and Greg are getting ready now to subdivide the almost 2.5-acre parcel. They're aware the Eagle Brewery operated on the site from the mid-1850s to around 1890. Those dates make the brewery one of the oldest in the Northwest.
We thought we would get ahead of the game so that people would know exactly if there was something here or not, if there'd be mitigation, where we could place houses so that a new buyer would be informed.
The partners hired the Southern Oregon University Laboratory of Anthropology, who arrived with a brigade of volunteers and the tools of traditional archaeology. Trowels, buckets, sifting trays, grid markers, the works. It didn't take long to find detritus of 19th century brewing and distilling. Archaeological tech Keone Diakomos leaned over a freshly dug pit.
And at the bottom we have what looks like some pieces of barrel banding from old school barrels. We have a little rib bone over there from pig. We were all...
At some point though, are you looking for beer bottles? Or...
We've already found beer bottles. We've already found evidence of beer and wine.
SOU's Chelsea Rose was the lead archaeologist at the Eagle Brewery dig.
When I was approached with the opportunity to excavate one of the oldest breweries in town, of course, that is the dream. That's a really fun way to investigate this Wild West moment in Jacksonville's mining camp history. But then once I started digging into the archives before we even put a shovel in the ground, I found out that the story is way more fascinating.
Rose says her interest in taking on the brewery project increased tenfold when she learned there was a woman at the center of it.
And when you think about mining camps and saloons and breweries, it's always this male-dominated narrative, and you don't see the women because they're not in the documentary record.
The proprietress in this case was a German immigrant named Frederica Wetterer. Her story had previously caught the eye of Oregon State University archivist Tia Edmondson Morton.
A lot of women were recorded in the census as keeping house. Everyone was keeping house. So the fact that she, for a time, was recorded in the brewing business operational records, the fact that she was listed as a proprietress, is unique in at a certain level, because women kept house.
Edmondson Morton is writing a book about early women brewers in Oregon. She says literally digging into her research topic was an intense experience. It added nuance to the standard facts and figures about a person's life. Besides beer bottles and barrel hoops, the archaeologists found broken ceramics, buttons, and construction parts. Chelsea Rose says the household items may be connected to the pioneer brewer if, upon closer examination, they date to the 19th century. The excavation pits were all filled in after a 4-day dig. The historic brewery property is not open to the public, although you can walk by the front of the surviving old saloon. It's a couple blocks off Jacksonville's well-preserved Main Street. I'm Tom Bonsi in Jacksonville, Oregon.